Hey, podcasters, fun show for you today. I want you to lock in on Sophia's phone call. Haven't had one like this where someone knew that they loved their job and that they were good at it, but still doubting whether or not it was in her sweet spot. That and more calls coming up right now. Live from Nashville, Music City, USA, you're joining the conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. It is your program. If you're new to the program, welcome. Let me tell you what we do. We help you get clarity on who you are, what you're supposed to do, and how to get there. When you have clarity, you can confidently step out. And when you have confidence to step out and you get on that path, you're going to have the courage to stay the course. Why do we teach that? Why is that what we do? Because we believe that everybody on this planet was created to fill a unique role. That means it's needed. And that means you must do it. So that's what we do. That's why we do it. 844-747-2577. The tribe is growing. People are sharing the program. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because the more you talk about it, the more people we can help. You have the answers. I don't. I can ask lots of questions and can get the answers out of you. I am cheering you on. So help us spread the message. 844-747-2577. Let's get to it. Let's go to Glennon, who's on the line in St. Louis, Missouri. Glennon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, sir. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Sure. How do I help?
I'm looking for help for how to make the transition from employee to entrepreneur.
Okay. Tell me what this entrepreneurial venture is.
Well, there's a few things. I'm on my second manuscript. I want to write a third book. They're all sort of related. Then I want to be a professional speaker, and I also want to develop an interactive healthcare app.
Okay, now there's lots of different things there.
Yeah.
So do the books, the manuscripts that you've written, do they tie into the stuff you want to speak about?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what this content is.
Mental health.
Okay.
And motivational.
Okay, great. Have you had either of those manuscripts published, or any of the three? Are you working on two? Help me out. Where are you at?
So I'm finishing up typing up the second one, and I haven't gotten them published yet. I belong to a local independent publishers group in St. Louis.
Right.
And as far as the speaking, I've been in Toastmasters before. I want to join again. Mm-hmm. And brush up my public speaking skills.
Gotcha.
And then an app. I'm trying to get a team of people, and the app is a mental health app.
Okay. So they are all three related.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think what you need to do is you need to focus on just one, maybe two. But I'm going to tell you to slow down on the books and the writing to the point that go ahead and finish, I guess, number two. If you're almost done, if you're not almost done, I'd press pause on that. Let me tell you why. You need to get the first one published, and while you're trying to get the first one published, you need to be speaking at a lot more places than just Toastmaster. Toastmaster is a great opportunity to get up and speak and practice, but the problem with that is it's limited in that you're speaking to a general group, and you want to put yourself in a position where you're speaking specifically to the people you want to help. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And the reason you want to do that is you want to, number one, prove to yourself that you've got something that those people are receiving and believing and practicing. You need some confirmation that your content is hitting a nerve and that people are doing something with it. And you can get that confirmation on a local level. So for you, it's the law of the zip code, which I've talked about on this program a lot. The law of the zip code says that everything you need to get started, Glennon, is already around you. And kudos to you. You're practicing the law of the zip code. You have taken a stab at one book, you're in the process of another, a manuscript, and you've done Toastmasters. But you need to try to get that first book published. Let's get it out there. You said you're connected to a local group. Get it finished and get it out there. A lot of people get paralyzed when they face the potential of rejection, meaning I didn't sell any more than 5 or 7 copies. Who cares? Go ahead and get it out and sell it on a local level. In fact, you need to create a grassroots zip code strategy for for selling that book to the people that need it most in your area. That's St. Louis. So I'm fine with you drawing a circle on a map. If you need to get the old school map out as a visualization, and you draw a circle around the city of St. Louis and surrounding suburbs. And that I'm fine with. And you're working your tail off to get that book in as many hands as possible, get it out on social media, whatever. And just let's see how people react to the message, specifically the people who need, you know who they are. So that's the good news. I don't need to coach you up on who you want to help. And I don't need to coach you up on how you want to help them. But you're not ready. Plainly spoken, you are not ready to move from day job to the entrepreneurial dream job. You're not ready. It's going to take some time. It took me close to 9 years to be able to do broadcasting full time and get paid that way. So you have to just pony up here. Long haul thinking and then daily doing. I'm thinking long term. It's going to take me a long time, but I'm going to daily focus and get up and do the things I need to do. So that's what you need to do right now. Test, 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 adapt, adapt, adapt. And that's the process for becoming a full-time content provider. And so don't hold up anymore on getting that first book out. I'd stop book two and get book one out. You can come back to book two later. But you have to start speaking in other places, by the way. I mean, anything, group of 10, group of six, it doesn't matter. One-on-one coaching, do whatever you can. And then I would also look for opportunities to volunteer in some of the areas of places where mental health services are being provided so that you have, again, some more experience and you're soaking in the environment that you ultimately want to be in. That's my advice for you. Take your time. You'll get there. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Jerry, who's on the line in Birmingham, Alabama. Jerry, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yes, sir. What's up, Ken Coleman?
Well, Jerry, I'm having the time of my life, and it sounds like you are too.
Yes, sir. I'm focused and not finished and doing better than I deserve.
I like it. I like it. How do I help you today?
Sir, I am new to your podcast in the last couple months, and I've been binge listening, and it has really affirmed for me that I'm in the best place. I'm in my sweet spot. I'm in a position created for me, it seems like.
Great.
Where, I mean, my passion meets my skill set. So,
which is what? Tell me. Hold on a second. Tell me what that is. I just have to know.
I work in fire trucks, design and selling fire trucks.
Oh, great. Very good. All right.
Yes,
keep
sir.
Going.
Yes, sir. So my issue is I have a technical background and I'm a people person by nature. So I've done incredibly well, set some goals and met those goals in the last 3 years and really had incredible success. And my question is to you is I felt like I've set an unobtainable pace for myself. So this spring I'm getting married and new lifestyle change. So I'm a little concerned that I know what it takes to be successful and the amount of miles it takes and windshield time and it is to be successful. And I'm a little concerned that I won't have that with the new change in lifestyle. So what advice do you have for me as a young professional that I don't want to see a reduction in my success or numbers or sales, yet I want to be a great husband and all those things as well.
Okay, well, I don't think there's anything for you to be concerned about, but let's break this down. How many hours a week are you working right now in this role?
Average 60 to 70. It depends on if it's traveling out of town or local in the territory.
All right, are you being required to work that long?
Yes, well, and imagine fire trucks are going in every community, so it's really the type of industry where you have to go to each community and visit each region to discuss the needs of that particular situation. So it's a definitely go there and get it versus a sit and let it come to you.
No, I get that, but my point is, are you doing this for somebody else or are you self-employed?
No, I work for a distributor.
Right, so my question is the whoever your leader is, are they requiring you to work 60 to 70 hours a week? That doesn't seem right to me.
I guess the business model is, as a sales manager, the more sales associates, the more that pie at the end of the day has to be cut. So as a salesperson, you decide whether or not you handle it and there are bigger pieces of the pie or you have someone handle it and you cut that pie
Jerry,
into smaller slices.
Jerry, you just gave yourself the advice I was going to give you. If you're the sales manager, you're trying to do too much. You're passionate. You love the work. You're just fired up. But you're also going to get married. So you can't keep that up. But that doesn't mean that you have to give up success and keep climbing. A good sales manager is going to go hire and train. Two key words, hire, that's recruit, find the right person that's going to work, because you know what it takes to succeed, yes or no?
Yes.
You're going to go find them, the right kind of people, and you're going to train them. And not only are you going to train them, you're going to lead them. Okay? And if you train them and lead them well, you're going to be able to be at home with your bride and live in the good life, and you're going to be making more money than ever because you've hired great people, so you don't have to be everywhere. You can't. First of all, Jerry, even if you didn't do the things I just told you, you couldn't sustain 60 to 70 hours a week. You just couldn't. At some point, that begins to wear on you no matter how much you love the work. It's just not smart physically, and it'll eventually wear on you emotionally. So this is a pretty easy solution. You are assuming that you're the only person who can do what you do. That's kind of arrogant, don't you think?
Well, I'm still pretty smack in the face. No, you're right. I guess, you know, Ken, when you're passionate and you care so much about the end goal,
yeah,
you're right. It's not that I think I'm the only one. It's just that
I know
there's a, you know, it's.
But you're acting
a long-term type of process.
It is. But I know you're not arrogant, but you're acting that way, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I said it the way I said it. I wanted to wake you up because you're acting like you're the only person that can do it. And I got news for you. You're not. And here's the other thing. You're not as successful as you think you are if you can't go find, train, and lead other people underneath of you. Success is not about personal performance. In my mind, success is about influence in this role. Because if you just wanted to be a successful salesperson, just go do that. But you're a sales manager. So success for you in that role is the ability to do the things I told you you need to do. So here's the good news, Jerry. Really good news. You need to just focus on the fact that you, in fact, can find other people that are good fits for the role, that you can, in fact, train them, and that you can, in fact, lead them. And when you do that, you're going to be making more money than you've ever made, working less hours than you are now. Oh, and by the way, you're a good husband. That is the trifecta. So it's a really simple solution. Go do what I just told you to do. 844-747-2577. Coming up, I got a great lesson, a game-changing lesson to share with you people, and you're never going to believe who taught me the lesson. That and your calls coming up next. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, folks, I've been talking about this a lot on the show. The job economy is hot, hot, hot. Now, there are more jobs available than there are people who are unemployed, which means for you, the job seeker, if you're ready to move up, the time is now. It starts with getting hooked up with my friends at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. You need to go check it out. Here's why. ZipRecruiter has over 100 of the web's leading job boards that they're connected to. And combine that with their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter is the best of the best. They're going to get your resume matched up with the right job and the right company. Now, if you're an employer and you listen to this show and you're looking for the type of people who are listening to this show and calling in and making strategic changes, this can change the game for you as well. Try ZipRecruiter for a limited time for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's the smartest way to get hired, and it's the smartest way to hire. Welcome back, America. This is the place that you get clarity on who it is that you were created to be and the confidence to step out and the courage to stay. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. We just had a caller, Jerry, actually, just before the break. Been listening to the program for a month. And it does me well sometimes to kind of remember that we got people just joining the conversation all the time, coming either from the Dave Ramsey tribe or from SiriusXM, or maybe you who are recommending. Well, we know you are. You amazing people are recommending the podcast to folks as well. And so it begs the thought from time to time that I need to make sure that I let you know we got a new book coming out May 13th. Now, it'll hit streets May 13th. We've told many of you, you listen to the program, program regularly, you know that we're in pre-order right now. But one of the things I love is the team came up with an idea, certainly for those of you who are new to the show, and you're still kicking the tires, you're learning, you're listening. The proximity principles for everyone, whether you are starting out, whether you're scared, stuck, you need to switch, whatever it is a game-changing principle. And I talk about it regularly on the show. That's where the idea came from, is in talking to you folks and helping you get where you want to go. It's not as scary and mystical as it seems. So the team has offered the introduction to the book and chapter one for free. KenColeman.com/preview. KenColeman.com/preview. You can go get the introduction and chapter one right now. And that means you can also share it with people. And I'm going to tell you again, if you know anybody that's graduating high school or college, so that's coming. April, May, that's coming, and you're going to need to buy a gift. You're just going to. And I'm going to take the stress away. Like, if I could give this to every student in the world, I would. It's a game changer for them. So if nothing else, buy it for the student that's graduating high school or college. It's a great graduation present. We got a great deal right now, $19.99. You're going to get $20 of freebies. All of that information, KenColeman.com/preview. In other news, one of my commitments to you folks, because this is a radio show and of course a podcast, and that means there's always going to be opportunities for sponsors, advertisers on this program. And one of the things I've told the team, and I'm going to tell you, and I make no apologies for this, I am never going to recommend any product or service that I don't personally believe in. And I personally know about. I'm just not going to. And we're not going to have some weird thing. It's got to be tied to the show. I've told them, don't bring me crazy stuff. We did that one time. I'm not going to mention who it was. It didn't work out. And I said, I didn't like it in the first place. And I'm never going to do it again. We had an early advertiser. And it just didn't work for them. Didn't work for me. And I just said, I'm never going to do that again. Because it didn't make sense to my audience. What you all need. So, there's the qualifier. That's my commitment to you. And that's why I talk about Liberty University every day. I just read it right here. I'm looking at it. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I got to tell you, I went to Liberty University. If you didn't know that, that's where I went. So that's how I know that they're good people. And their online program is amazing for you. I talk about it every day. But I got to tell you this real quick. I got to tell you about Liberty and brag on Liberty. So the men's basketball team, for the first time ever, won a game in the NCAA tournament, March Madness. There are people who aren't basketball fans that do the brackets. So a lot of you that are playing brackets, you saw Liberty upset Mississippi State. That's my school. That's who we talk about on the program. So I want to give the guys a shout out. Coach Richie McKay, a great, great leader. What he's doing with that program is amazing. It's not easy to get to the NCAA tournament. It's not easy to beat a Division I SEC school. And they did it. Now, to the school. Many of you are considering learning something to be able to move on, whatever your path is. Here's why I tell you to go check out Liberty's online offerings. They also have a gorgeous campus for your undergrad. If that's what you need to do, you're going to go 4 years, you're going to be on campus, beautiful campus. Liberty.edu/Ken, go check it out. Here's why. Over 700 programs, from a certificate to a doctor. I tell you about it every day. I'm not going to stop telling you about it because some of you just need to see how not scary educational progress is if you need the education or the additional training. Liberty.edu/Ken. Talk to him. Say, Ken tells me that I have a part-time budget and a part-time schedule, but you'll still get me going. And the answer is yes. If it's not, email the show and I'll get on the phone with somebody there and we'll fix that real quick. I know the answer. They're going to help you out. Really excited about what's going on. A lot of you are checking it out. So there you go. Liberty.edu/Ken. 844-747-2577 is the number. So I told you before the break that I was going to teach you a lesson that I learned from an unlikely source. And the lesson is on enthusiasm. The source is my golden doodle. I got two doodles. My golden doodle, Ellis. And if you are a dog lover and you want to see what Ellis the Golden Doodle looks like, because he looks like fabulous. That's what he looks like. He looks like furry fabulous. If that's a thing, he's got it. If your look is furry fabulous, Ellis is the guy. He's on my Instagram page. We posted something last night at Ken Coleman Show on Instagram. You need to be following me on Instagram. But anyway, I posted a picture, Ellis, and I shared just a little teaching lesson that I'm going to share with you folks. And it's on the valuable lesson of enthusiasm. This is what Ellis has taught me. How powerful and how vital enthusiasm is. Now, if you haven't figured it out yet, he's half poodle, half golden retriever. That is what a golden doodle is. So everybody knows that the golden retrievers have pretty much got the best personality of any animal in the animal kingdom. Well, he's got the personality of a golden retriever, and then he's got the pizzazz, a little sass, you know what I mean, that poodles tend to have. Poodles are sassy animals. Might be downright persnickety at times. But Ellis is such a fantastic animal that the only way that he's really a poodle is with the pizzazz. He's got some flair. He's a show-off. He's a very, 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 very fabulous performer. You know, I've got him to the point where I make him sit down and he gives me a high five for his treat. He can't get his treat until he gives me a high five. And he's a lefty. So he literally goes, sticks his left paw out and gives me a great high five. He's got pizzazz. But what he really has is enthusiasm. I don't care if it's 6 a.m. when I get him up. He is out of his mind excited. You ever known anybody to wake up at 6 a.m., tail wagging, going bananas, couldn't be happier to see me? He runs in a circle at the base of my feet, just kind of runs in a circle because he's so excited he can't contain himself. He's like, I'm up! Here we go! It's a new day! Woo! And he's like running in a circle, and I have to let him calm down, and I stick my, because I got coffee in one hand, stick my right hand down and give him a little love. As soon as I touch him, give him a little bit of love, he's gone because he knows what the routine is. Downstairs, because he's upstairs with my daughter, Josie, and he downstairs runs right to the door and waits for me to get there, and he goes out and takes care of business. Then he comes back in, and he's out there. We got a nice little side yard and courtyard, little happy place for a dog. And when I tell him it's time to come in, Joe, every time, can't get in the door fast enough. Can't get out the door fast enough. When it's time to go, we have their crate trained, and during the day, he's in the crate with Riggins. And I say to Ellis, and Riggins does not like to go to the crate, by the way. Riggins is not Mr. Enthusiasm. I'll say to Ellis, let's go, buddy. And as soon as I say the word crate, shot out of a gun. Boom. Got to get to the crate. Can't get to the crate fast enough. Dad, lock me up. Can't get there fast enough. He's that excited. Here's the point. I realized one day early with Ellis, he's just so excited all the time. And you know what? I love Ellis. I love Riggins, even though he's melancholy. I love both of our dogs. But you know what? Ellis goes beyond love. Ellis actually makes me happy. Watching Ellis exhibit enthusiasm makes me enthusiastic. The dog just makes me happy. All the time he's making me happy. Why? Because he's just naturally enthusiastic. So I wrote about that on the Instagram page, and I'm sharing this with you because here's what we all can do. We don't have to be skilled to be enthusiastic. We don't even have to be having a great day. You can fake enthusiasm. And let me tell you what enthusiasm does. Enthusiasm lifts you and it lifts others. Enthusiasm lifts you and it lifts others. So the question is, how can you be more intentional to be enthusiastic? Even if you got to fake it. In fact, there are some days where I think fake enthusiasm is the best thing you can do. Just act like you're excited to be alive and you're excited to be there and you're excited to do this job that you just want to get out of and you're making steps, but you're not there yet. Enthusiasm is attractive. Enthusiasm is infectious. Enthusiasm is attractive. People want to be around that. You want to maximize an opportunity? Be enthusiastic. It's attractive. And it's infectious. Next time you got a job interview, juice up your enthusiasm by about 3 or 4 levels. And watch and see if the person who's interviewing doesn't kind of, oh. And they up their game. You know? I mean, it doesn't matter how tired I am or how bad my night's sleep is. As soon as I see Ellis in the morning, boom. Total mood change. Total mood change. So there you go. Ellis the enthusiast. If you'd like to see our golden doodle, you can go to my Instagram page at Ken Coleman Show. Got to join me over there. We are just adding people like crazy, having lots of fun, a lot of content. So check us out on Instagram at Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Sophia, who's on the line in Chicago, Illinois. Sophia, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Oh my gosh, Ken, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. How do I help today?
So my question is, I'm not sure if I'm in my sweet spot. I really love my job and I make okay money at it, but I know that I have other talents and I see other people in my field who I think do the work quicker than I do it.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. Couple things going on here. So what is the job?
I design book covers.
You design book covers and you love it.
I love it.
Yes. Did you hear how you just said that? You really do love this. So what is going on with this? There's other people in the industry that do it faster than you. Where do you get that idea?
Well, I'm really blessed in that I think one of my skills is that I'm very good at getting in proximity with people, which is how I got this job in the first place, because I don't actually have a degree in graphic design. So I'm friends with all of them, and I have lots of really great peers and mentors. And, you know, I never got good grades at art. Like, no one ever told me I was good at art growing up, but I just kind of bare-knuckled my way to learn and teach myself everything. And so I see other people who are, you know, who I feel like this was their talent from when they were little. And I know that I have other skills that everyone tells me I'm better at, you know what I mean? But I really, really love this.
Wait a second. Wait. Okay. So this is what I thought. You're comparing yourself to other people who might be more efficient than you are.
Yeah.
But that's
and,
not
and
what
probably a little bit more talent. Like, it just comes more naturally to
does
them,
a,
you know
I
what
don't,
I mean?
Well, wait a second. I don't care about that. That's not something that we care about.
Right.
What we care about is, am I doing work that I am good at? Are you good at your job?
Yeah, I am. I think it takes me longer, and so I don't
care.
Make as much money as I would like to make. It's not like a dire situation by
well,
any
hold on a second,
straight,
but we'll
know.
Get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. The question is, are you good at your job? The answer is yes.
Yeah, I think so.
And then we know you love it. That was very obvious. And you're self-taught. And you don't think that you're as talented as some of your other friends, so you're comparing your talents to somebody else's talents, and that's dangerous. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's not just that. I think it's more actually that I'm comparing my talents to my own other talents.
Well, wait a second, though. What are those? Let's list those out.
Sure. I'm a very good writer. I've published a few books myself, which is how I got into the industry, and I actually made more money doing that. And I also went to school for singing.
Okay. Sure. But what is the strength that connects those two talents and skills? Those are actually skills. So writing is a skill that comes from a talent of being a good communicator. So I would think of communication as a talent or a strength, and then you can develop the skill from that. So writing is a skill and singing is a skill. It's a talent and a skill. Okay. What is the joint attribute, the strength that ties those two together, writing and singing?
I'd say I'm really, really good at evoking emotion in other people. So either in my art or in my writing or in my singing, I think I can make people feel things.
Okay, so you gave me one I wasn't thinking about, but that's absolutely right. You know what the other one is? Creativity.
What? Yeah, sure.
So if you think about it, writing and singing, you're exactly right. You gave me one I wasn't thinking about. Emoting is definitely a skill, and creating. So what I see is creating and emoting. I would say that a good designer does those two things as well, yes or no?
Yes.
So I don't think that designing is necessarily not using. I think designing is a form of creativity and emoting, and I think it does fall into the other talents. I just think maybe you've had to learn the technicalities of it on your own. Mm-hmm. And you haven't ever had any training, but I'm just curious, if you were to go take a design course, even though you're doing well at it now, would that help you in a few areas? Are there some areas where you could go from being raw and self-taught to instructed and super, super precise?
Yeah, there probably is. It probably could help. I mean, I've reached out to one-on-one mentors and private stuff there, as well as taken a few like lynda.com and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But because my the book cover, especially the stuff that I do, is so specialized,
yep.
it's not just like I don't need to know how to design logos, for example.
Right.
You know.
Well, but my point is, so you answered my question. If the answer is no, then that's fine. I'm trying to do is help you get perspective. And you're comparing yourself.
Really, really helpful.
You're comparing yourself to the wrong things. The reality is that if we need to find a way for you to get more efficient and a little bit faster, there's ways for you to do that. And if that allows you to make more money, great. But it's not even about designing book covers for you, Sophia. It's really about what is the function. It's manifesting itself in a book cover, and you really like that. But there's other types of design that I think you would like as much, if not more. So don't get hung up on just book covers, because there is if I spent time breaking down what you love most about designing book covers, in fact, why don't you answer that for yourself on paper today? What do I love most about designing book covers? Like, really go deep, not just, I like creating something that looks nice. Nah, there's more to it than that. Go deeper. What do you love? Because you said it like this. When anybody lets that tip of the tongue stay on the roof of their mouth for a little bit, you know what I'm talking about? I love it. You know what I'm talking about? Love it. But now, see, all that is a way of really revealing how much you love it. And you had that tip of the tongue on the roof of the mouth for a little bit. You drug it out. Not as bad as I did. I just did that to make Madison roll her eyes at me, because I need to have one eye roll per show or else I don't feel complete. But you really made it clear how much you love it. What do you love most about it? And maybe there are some other areas or different types of design that you could add to your portfolio of work, and then you make more money. But I'm telling you, somebody who's good and loves their work like you do, Sophia, money is, you'll make more money. But I don't know that making more money is that big of the issue. Make a little bit more money. Is it a lot more? I don't know. Is that what's going to make you happy? I don't think so. I think you just need a confirmation. And I'm happy to give it to you, because you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Michelle, who's on the line in Deer Park, California. Michelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Ken. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm happy to. How can I help today?
Yeah. Okay, so here's my situation. I know exactly which company I want to work for.
Mm-hmm.
I live in California, and the company is located in the Southeast. I have not applied for a position yet because I want to use your resume template,
uh-huh.
and I need a reference who's employed at this company.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in the process of using your proximity principle to connect with someone mm-hmm. who works for this company, mm-hmm. and I will be visiting the city where this company is located in late April. So how do I maximize my efforts between now and the last week of April?
Sure. Well, have you made any connection to anybody that works in this company that you're talking about?
So interestingly enough, I have connected with two recruiters on LinkedIn
uh-huh.
who work for this company.
Okay.
And I did reach out to one of them via email.
Okay.
She was very professional, but she basically just said, fill out an application and the appropriate recruiter will get back to me.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
So that's a start.
That's a start. Do you know anybody that lives in that city?
I know three people who know people who live in that city.
That's great.
Yeah.
So so what have you done with those three people who know some people? Have you asked them to connect you to those people in the city?
Yes. And I did ask, so the two that I've asked so far are in the process of communicating with their friends.
Good.
So I haven't had a direct connection yet.
Good.
And then I have another friend who has a friend who lives there.
Okay, so here's the deal. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. Uh-huh. There's no magic to this. This is straight up hustle and tenacity. You're going uh-huh. hard and you're going fast and you don't stop. And so what you're going to need to do is, you keep working these connections, and these people are reaching out, your friends are reaching out to people they know in Nashville, and they're saying this: do you know anybody that works at company XYZ? I've got a great friend, Michelle, who's sharp, really wants to work there. She's going to apply. She's going to do that. But we'd really like to see if you know anybody that works there, because then here's what happens. The friends who live in this city, okay, that are friends of your friends, and they have a direct connection. That's what we're looking for, a direct connection. okay, to this company, they're going to be asked point blank by your friends, would you recommend my friend Michelle? And I'm giving you my full endorsement of Michelle. So they go, okay, I trust you. We have a mutual friend. And so they're going to take your resume, which needs to be the Ken Coleman resume, because it's going to get people's attention. Trust me. I read another email I'm going to share this week where a guy used the Ken Coleman Show resume template that looks so different than everything else. It leads with who I know at the top, which is what we're talking about right now. And the hiring manager said, I got to know, where did you get this resume? I've never seen anything like this. Folks, I'm trying to help you people. All right, it's my job to help you get noticed, and my template does that. So you're going to submit that template, but they're going to submit it for you. So you'll submit it to that friend of a friend. They hopefully walk it in, take it to somebody they know in that company, say, hey, listen, this Michelle gal is a good friend of my good friend, and I checked her resume out. I've talked to my friend. They just vouch for her. Great character, good fit, talent, all that good stuff. Really think you should take a look at her. This is how we open doors, folks. Because here's what happens. The friend of a friend takes that into that company, XYZ, in the city that you're wanting to move to. And when they get that resume, they go, okay, all right, I've got two clear connections here. I know you, and one of your good friends knows Michelle. I'm willing to take a look at Michelle. That's how you get pulled out of the resume pile. That's entry-level proximity right there. Okay, that's how that works. And relationships are powerful. A resume is worthless without a relationship. So that's how you're going to do that. And by the way, it may not work right away, but it eventually will. Rinse and repeat. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Al, who's on the line in Salt Lake City, Utah. Al, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, sir. How are you?
Trying to do the same.
I like it. Let me see if I can help. What's going on today?
So I got a question. I've been listening to you for a couple of months. The main question is currently working on a master's. Baby is coming about in a month. So my wife and I are having a baby. Mm-hmm. My company paid for, or at least is reimbursing me for the master's. And I'm debating whether to leave soon after I come back from leave or after I finish my master, or try to find something within my company to try to stay the 2 years so I don't pay anything back.
Yeah, what are you getting the master's for?
It's electrical engineering.
And what do you want to do with that?
I was trying to get more, just deepen my knowledge. That's where I got my bachelor's in.
So right, my point is you want to stay in. You're not trying to move fields. This is just making you more impressive with the credentials and the knowledge, correct? You want to stay in the field?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're already doing electrical. You're doing electrical engineering for your current company.
Kind of. That's one of the reasons why I'm thinking about moving somewhere where I'm better utilized with my degree.
So you're not. You can't be kind of. I don't even know what that means. What does it mean to be kind of an electrical engineer?
It means that it's not what I do every day. Every now and then problems will come up that require an electrical engineer, and okay, I get to help in that, but it's not my role.
All right, gotcha. Now, you said, should I look at another role in my current company so that they'll continue to pay for my master's? And I like that option. The question is there an electrical engineering role or a role that allows you to use more of those skills that would allow you to move within this current company and keep that free tuition or reimbursement, rather?
Yeah, there would be. It would be a different facility, but it would still be local.
I would
here
do
it in Utah. So.
Well, so it seems like to me that's the option, because I just think that you're close to getting this master's done. How much left do you have?
I'll be done next year.
Oh, dude, I think you stay. You got a baby coming. You got enough change. Trust me, you're not going to sleep. Is this your first kid?
No, this is our fourth one.
Oh, good grief. You're a pro. And I'm preaching to the choir. All right. So bottom line is you got enough coming in your life and a lot of change. And I think you can hang out for another year and get this thing fully reimbursed. That's just a good financial decision. It doesn't sound like to me you're miserable. And so you know where you want to go and what you want to do. So that's good news. And this master's degree on paper, and certainly if you leverage it the right way, is going to fast forward your journey to where you want to be. Am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. I have to clarify something, though. I would have to stay 2 years after finishing my master's.
Well, again, is it worth
it
to you?
Bad.
Is that worth it to you?
I think so, especially if I'm in a different role.
Yeah, in a role that uses more of those engineering skills that you said was there. So you're asking me my advice. Listen, if you wanted to just say, forget the master's, I'll come back to it later, and I want to move into my field and do what I really love, I'd be fine with that as well. You didn't give me that as an option, but I'm fine with that. I'm fine with you leaving your company if you can step into an engineering role and pause on the master's and save up for it so you can cash flow it. That's another viable option. So it's up to you. But if we want to not pay for the master's and we only got a year left and I got to spend two more years in the role, and you feel okay with that, you're not going to regret that, you're not going to be miserable, and it positions you to when that 2 years is up, you've already been finding that other role and you're walking out of there into the dream job, then I'm totally fine with you waiting to get the master's for free, because that's a huge benefit. So I'm giving you both options. Either one will work if you're willing to press pause, unless you've got the cash set aside. Do you have the cash set aside for the master's?
We would have to save a little bit for after the baby comes. We should be finishing up baby step three. But if it's an emergency, we could tap into that.
No, it's not an emergency. So that's not an option. So your options are stay with your current company, do your 2 years service, and then move on. Or go ahead and move on to another engineering role where you're doing what you love, and you press pause on the master's.
Okay.
Those are your options. But hey, congratulations, Hal. You're on your way, man. You are on your way, and I want you to be excited about that. Are you excited? You can see the dream.
I can see the end of the master's, definitely.
There you go. Well, again, you're going to get the role that you want, and the master's is only going to help that. So good for you. Today's quote comes from Warren Buffett, who said, "In the world of business, the people who are most successful are those who are doing what they love." He's right. Today's question, do you know what you love to do? Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, know this. You do matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on. Hey, folks, I want to make sure that you check out our other Ramsey Solutions podcast, like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com. That's ChrisHogan360.com.